Farm Doctor Weekly is brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning. Welcome to today's show. Today, my guest, Mr. Max Smith, president of our local Wayne County Farm Bureau. Good morning, Max.
Morning, John. Glad to be here.
Yeah, and it's always good to have you to bring us update on some of the policies that Farm Bureau is working on, whether it's through legislation or even just local. But I know you got some stuff coming up, you know, the annual meetings right around the corner. You know, time's getting from me.
The year goes fast, doesn't it, John?
But, yeah, I'd like for you to maybe talk a little bit about that. And also the delegate session, which was last Saturday, you know, maybe go over some of the highlights of that.
Our annual meeting's coming up September the 18th. That's a Saturday. We're having a totally different approach to that this year from what we've done in the past. It's just going to be a time of fun, fellowship, kind of a celebration. We've made it through the last 18 months as things change rapidly here right now. Who knows what we got coming ahead of us, but we wanted to just have a good evening of fun. We got some entertainment with a band going to be there for a while. It's going to be at Gerber Land and Cattle Farm, which is down on 127 South, across from the airport. A nice location that we can have this event. We're going to have food trucks there for the food. So between 5 and 8, you can come and go. You can get the food that you want. There'll be different choices. All of that's on the Farm Bureau, so just come. But we would like to have a reservation so we make sure we got enough food trucks to handle the demand and everything that goes with it. You can call the office, the Farm Bureau office, at 765-962-9548 and let them know how many would be attending. It's open to anybody that's a Farm Bureau member, a voting member, an associate member, or anybody that is considering joining. We'd like to have you come out, join us, learn about Farm Bureau. As an annual meeting, we got two or three things we have to do from a legal standpoint, so we hope to spend maybe 5 minutes at the most taking care of that, and the rest of the time we'll just be visiting with friends, listening to the band, eating, just having a good time. So we will have an election on a paper ballot. We will hand out some information and to have some introductions, and that's it. The rest of it will just be a good time of celebrating this year, celebrating it, making it through the pandemic, at least to this time, and look to see a lot of you there.
Is the Farm Bureau membership typically, is it up, Max, or status quo, you know? Or
statewide, we grew a little, basically have grown a little bit every year. From a number, it's basically stagnant, but it's not decreasing, it's actually increasing a little bit.
That sounds like a fun evening, and, you know, I urge everyone to get a hold of yourself or call the office at 962-9548 for a reservation. That sounds like a pretty fun evening.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We'll see how it goes, and maybe we'll do something like that next year.
Max, let's talk a little bit about the delegate session that was held last Saturday, and I'm assuming that was in Indianapolis.
Actually, it was virtual.
Okay.
They didn't know what to expect, and so they had it virtual. We did that last year as well. Some things work pretty well virtual, some things don't. This actually did work pretty well. So let me say a couple things about the policy development process of Farm Bureau. The policy that Indiana and the American Farm Bureau follow is a grassroots type situation where recommendations come from counties all over the state of Indiana, as well as the nation, that get acted upon by the states. Anything that deals with a national issue, then the state makes a recommendation on to the American Farm Bureau Federation to take care of that. But look, for the state, we as Wayne County sent some recommendations in, all the other counties did. They had a committee that went through those, compiled them, made recommendations to the delegate body, and then that was all discussed Saturday and acted upon for our 2022 policies dealing with legislation here in the state. Also, a lot of counties, including Wayne County, when there's a local issue, we also address that with local officials. So it's a grassroots type organization. Things start on the bottom, work their way up.
You know, and I like some of this at the delegate session. Some of the things that you talked about, and something that comes to my mind because of importance, but the floodplain maps.
Yeah,
I mean that really needed to be updated so badly.
But DNR has put out a set of maps that go way beyond the federal maps, way beyond realistic in a lot of cases. For instance, we have a town in the county, not incorporated, that the DNR map shows all but two parcels in that town as in a floodplain. They can't do anything now. But yet the feds don't consider that. We've got, and DNR has come up with these maps in a vacuum. They did not get input. They did not have public comment periods. They didn't even tell Wayne County that they had these maps until they came out, ordered a stop construction on two houses that fell in this area, and Wayne County didn't even know those maps existed because those two homes they had issued a permit on were outside of the federal floodplain maps. Everything was met. The people got a permit. They got a house half built. DNR said, you got to stop. There's other issues with DNR. So dealing with how to clean legal drains. In fact, they've instituted policies that basically almost take the control of legal drains away from the county drainage board from a permits process and all that. Things you can't, just common sense practices like a sediment at the end of a tile that drains into an open ditch that's a county drain. It can be cleaned by a shovel, but you can't clean it with a backhoe or anything unless you spend weeks and dollars and get permits from the state to do that. It's getting beyond reality.
Yeah. Immediate attention needs there. Some of the other issues maybe you talked about?
The policy of Indiana Farm Bureau addresses anything basically that affects us tax-wise, affects our families. So there's a lot of discussion right now on things around solar. You've been up in Randolph County. You see there's over 1,000 acres of a solar farm going in up there. How is that ground to be assessed? There's controversy over how to do that. We've got policy that how we think it ought to be handled, but we'll see what happens. Health issues, there was a lot of discussion about how much authority the health department, non-elected officials should have versus elected officials in policy and mandates that's out here. Schools, education, critical race theory, all these kind of things that you hear about all the time. Not everything do we have a policy with a statement on, but a lot of things we do, particularly those things that affect us regulation-wise, tax-wise, and so forth.
Max, let's take a short break, and we come back, we'll discuss a couple more things
here. Okay.
Co-Alliance, your local farmer-owned cooperative, is committed to cultivating communities, standing behind their value of conservation and service in rural and urban communities. They're proud to have a strong history in their hometowns. They look for new ways to cultivate success in the communities that they call home. Agronomy, liquid fuels, propane, home heat, and grain marketing. Co-Alliance Cooperative, your local farmer-owned cooperative and part of the community since the 1920s.
We spend our entire lives hearing the word no, and we're always told what we can't do. My fellow Americans, it's time that we stand up for ourselves and what we want. It's time that we say yes.
Yes!
When it comes
yes!
to high-speed internet, yes! say yes to an LBC.
Yes!
When it comes to no data caps, say yes to an LBC.
Yes!
When it comes to free installation and local customer service, say yes to an LBC.
Yes!
Join the Say Yes movement right now at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected.
Did you know Indiana Farm Bureau offers its members thousands of discounts and everyday expenses? A Farm Bureau membership gives you access to more than 250,000 offers, such as discounts on hotels, rental cars, flowers, restaurants, movies, equipment, vehicles, and more. This includes featured discounts with major brands like Ford, John Deere, and Grainger. Using just one of Indiana Farm Bureau's member discounts, can save you more than the cost of your annual membership. Anyone can become a member. Find out more at infb.org today.
Back now with Max Smith, president of our Wayne County Farm Bureau. And Max, a couple of the issues, and we've talked about it in the past, and always seems, and I, you know, I get comments all the time, or questions all the time is a better way to phrase that, concerning broadband, concerning health care through the Farm Bureau, anything to add? I mean, the community's come a long way in broadband. I do know that, it's got a long way to go, but it's come a long way. And, you know, what's policy, you know?
Well, our policy on broadband has been for many years, we've got to get that not only to the last mile, but we've got to get it the bandwidth that a farmer, a school student, somebody working from home can do what they need to do. So we have a lot of areas in Wayne County and across the state of Indiana that has service, but it's not adequate to do the things we need. Now, I'm not talking about screaming videos. I'm talking about doing the work, collecting data from your farm equipment, children doing their assignments from school, mother working at home, father, whoever, instead of going into town. You know, we need to be able to do that in today's environment. And we have a lot of homes, a lot of business out in the county that just don't have that capability. There's been a lot of work done from the state, money in this, again, a huge chunk of money in the state budget that was approved this spring to continue to grow the broadband throughout the state. A lot of work getting grants as well through the feds, but also work from the federal government to try to redraw the maps that they show. Up until recently, the maps the federal government goes by says that if there is a spot in your county that has adequate, and according to the definition of the feds, that's 20 megabytes download. If there is a spot that has that, the whole county has it. Well, we all know that's not the case. And so we're trying to get those maps redrawn. And in fact, Farm Bureau has led a group that is doing a speed test program that you can go to the Indiana Farm Bureau website, click the link to take a speed test. And the thing about this speed test is that when you take it, it automatically puts on a state map what the speed was from your test. And we're accumulating data from all across Indiana as to actually what the speed is. And you'll see when you go to that link a map that shows the by color designation what the speeds are, and it's really enlightening.
Do you think, Max, that Wayne County, Randolph County, Union, around in this listenership, do you think we're ahead of the curve on that? Do you think there's other?
No, I don't think we're ahead, but I think we're making great gains.
And you anticipate a lot more progress in the very near future, which has to happen just for those reasons you just mentioned.
But we also have to remember that it's very expensive to at least get fiber in the ground, not quite so expensive to do wireless broadband, but still we got to get the capacity, we got to have the bandwidth to be able to do things. And that unfortunately is not going to happen immediately for everybody.
But they are gaining ground. I do know that. Another hot topic always is health care.
Yes.
And I know Farm Bureau's had a tremendous approach to that. And I just didn't know where you was at with that at this time.
Yeah. Since the first of the year, we've been issuing health care plans to members. If you remember last year, we got the legislature to pass legislation that allowed to have this type of a plan for a sole proprietor company. There was legislation that allowed it for a small business of more than two or more employees, but not for a sole proprietor type business, which majority of farms are. Even though we may have part-time workers, some have a lot of full-time workers, but most are sole proprietors. So now we have what's called health care plans, not insurance, but plans. Do the same thing, but it's significant that it's titled that way. But we are adding members constantly that's taking advantage of this. getting up close, I think, to a couple thousand policies in effect for individuals, for families. Also have Medicare supplements, dental and eye coverage that can come with this, but it's saving a lot of people some huge sums of money, 40, 50, 60% for what they're paying, even in a lot of cases cheaper than through the government's health Obamacare programs.
And that's available not only just, you know, it's just not for farmers, but I mean, yes, as long as you're a member.
The only criteria is this is one of those things, you have to be a Farm Bureau member. Mm-hmm. And we've quite frankly gained a lot of members because of this and doing that every day. Farm Bureau has two different classes of membership. One's voting. To be a voting member, you have to be in some way affiliated with farm, be a farmer, work in agribusiness, something like that. And then we have associate members.
Well, that's come a long way in a short time.
Yeah, yeah.
Max, would you go over one more time the annual meeting coming up here in just a
the annual
few
meeting
short
will,
weeks?
It'll be Saturday evening, September the 18th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Gerber Land and Cattle Farm across from the airport on 127 South. There'll be entertainment. There'll be things for the kids. Food. We're having food trucks there, so there'll be a choice of a variety of types of food. But we would ask that people call and get a reservation, even though there's no cost involved, so we make sure we have enough food trucks there. 962-9548, call the Farm Bureau office and just let them know how many will be attending. And we look to see everybody there, whether you're a member, a voting member, associate member, or would like to consider joining. We'd be glad to have you.
Max, again, as always, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone stay healthy and stay safe. So long.
Farm Doctor Weekly has been brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.